This is program number LW2629. Hi, this is Larry West. It really happened. It happened during World War I. A group of American soldiers was fighting in Europe. It was against tremendous opposition there. In one particular area, there had been quite a number of our soldiers killed, and it became obvious that a quick retreat was the only thing left to do. Well, because of shortness of time and circumstance, the bodies of American soldiers killed were heaped into a pile, awaiting a mass burial. And believe it or not, this is what really happened. One soldier staggered at the huge pile of his dead comrades, walked around this mound of bodies, and all of a sudden he spotted a friend of his in the heap. He just couldn't make himself leave the body of his friend there, so he pulled it out from the pile, and looking at his friend, he began to survey the damage. One leg was nearly shot off. Out of curiosity, he wondered, could it be possible? Could it be that, since it was only the leg that was obviously wounded, could it be possible that his friend could still be alive? Well, he felt for a pulse, but he found none at first, and then he felt it. There was a pulse. Oh, it was ever so weak, but it was a pulse. It was there. He grabbed his buddy up into his arms and carried that limp body back to a place where he could receive some medical attention. But to make a long story short, several months passed, and the soldier, the one who was left for dead, that soldier, was nursed back to health, received a medical discharge, returned home, and married. And believe it or not, today, two of his own sons are preachers. Left for dead. That's what happened to him. He was left for dead. But thanks to a friend, he wasn't left dead. Buried in that mass grave, his life was saved. Sort of reminds me of another true story that happened more than 40 years ago. A woman was in the process of giving birth to a child, but the complications were so enormous that the doctor had told the father that he didn't believe he could save either the mother or the child. Well, about 5:30 one cold Monday afternoon, the wintry wind blowing around the small hospital in the oil field town of Kermit, Texas, that the baby was born to the small, frail mother. The baby was so black and so bruised that the attending physician, trying to save at least the mother, left the baby on the table for dead, thinking they were going to lose both and thinking they had already lost the child, that he was already dead. They didn't want to lose the mother, too. So with their backs turned against the child, doctor and nurses left the child for dead, and they worked to save the mother. After a few moments, someone coughed. It was a tiny cough, obviously not from any adults in the room. It was the cough of a baby. Turning to see where it was coming from, they saw that the baby, left for dead, was alive. Now the team divided up. Some worked on the mother, some worked on the baby, and they were actually able to save both mother and child. Well, that child was nursed to health, grew up, married, and is at this moment talking to you on this program. Left for dead. It's not everyone who's left for dead, but again, if it weren't for God's loving us, we all would be left for dead. Thank God. Thank God. He sent Jesus to give us life. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course. It consists of 8 lessons. I'd sure like to send it to you. It's free. It's a brand new course, and it's called For God So Loved You. You'll like it. It's colorful. It's beautiful. It's interesting. It's Bible. Write me for it. It's free. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ. West Monroe. That's 2 words. West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.